Today has been a day of reflection for those American troops in Iraq. One of them recorded his thoughts while he was on patrol in Baghdad this week.
Hey, Red 6.
My name is Benjamin Corbett. I am the medic for Red Platoon, Charlie Company. What I do on a daily basis is make sure the soldiers stay healthy, hand out aspirins, Tylenols, anything like that. But then if someone does get hurt out here, it's my primary duty to make sure they stay fixed and get them stable enough to transport them. This is my second tour, and I've been here 4 months. This tour seems to be more secure. Yesterday, a bad guy set up an EFP, the Target Coalition Forces. The guy who detonated it was a little too close to his work and wound up blowing himself about 20 feet back into a nice pond. The Iraqi army got out and pulled him to safety. I started working on him. He was pretty much too far gone with the amount of blood he lost. Not much I could have done to save him. I bandaged up his holes, tried to get some fluids back into him. He didn't have enough, really. It just collapsed on me.
My name is Benjamin. Jishmit? Mustafa.
Oh, yeah. Most people are kind, very friendly. They say hello. They like to show off their English. Even though at night they'll say good morning.
You play for Barcelona, dude.
Liverpool. English. LFC. Liverpool.
The people who just want to spend their daily lives doing what they do, making their money and having a family, I think they will miss us because I don't think they'll be as secure. But who knows? They don't want us here. They don't want us here.
Who does your hair? I really like your hair, man.
The end. It'd be very great if Iraq could become a democracy and democracy could flourish in the Middle East. It would make my time over here feel worthwhile. It would make it feel like it was not all for naught. You know, I'm missing my family. I miss my parents, my wife, my baby. So I really hope it succeeds, because if it doesn't, then it's wasteful. Millions of dollars, American lives, Iraqi lives, civilians. It needs to succeed. It just has to.
That's U.S. Army medic Benjamin Corbett on patrol this week in Baghdad.